Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to thank everyone who came out this past Saturday to the Catfish. You're about to hear this Christmas episode with Edo, Adam, Joe, Greg, Ben and Luke, who all donated their time free of charge. So thank you very much. We raised a lot of money for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, so thank those guys. And also thanks to everyone who came out as well to the show. It was a great show. I'm super, super happy with it. And sorry I didn't get a chance to stick around and have a drink. Had childcare issues, so that was fine though. Anyway, all I need to say is the live shows for Melbourne are on sale now. So both my podcast and the stand-up show Josh Earle Talks, they're on sale at joshearle.com.au/gigs. Go straight there. So 8:15 is my stand-up show Talks at the Vic Hotel. So 8:15 every single night of the festival, apart from Sundays where it is 7:15 and no shows Mondays. And the Don't You Know Who I Am, the live ones are on sale there as well. They're going to be 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons, so a little bit earlier this year than what have been in the past. And they're at the European Beer Cafe, so the same place I always am during the festival, which is going to be awesome. So tickets $20 for individual ones for the podcast, or you can get a season pass for $60. So there's been a few of those already sold, so thank you very much. Also, if you're in Brisbane on the 17th of March, I'm coming up again to the Haya Bar. So that is going to go on sale very, very soon. So, you know, have a look at the guide for the Brisbane Comedy Festival. I'm not part of the festival, but, you know, have a look at the guide and say, oh, yeah, it's a good weekend of people. So come on down to that. So I'll be doing the podcast, and then after the podcast, I'll be doing the world premiere of Josh Earle Talks. So it's going to be good. I think that's all I need to say. Have a lovely holiday period and I'll see you next week. You'll have an episode next week, which will be the top 5 studio episodes, so the ones we recorded in the studio. Then the week after that will be the top 5 of the live episodes. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you're going to get my 5 favorite moments from the podcast this year. So it's going to be a fun one as well. So if you want to be a Patreon subscriber, there's a bit in this show which you won't hear, but the Patreon people will. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. Hey, and this is something else I've been meaning to say. I keep forgetting. I listen to other podcasts and they all do this, which is if you want to help out the show, go on to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. It's how they do the ratings and stuff like that, and because I never really check it. And so just go give us a 5-star rating. If you want to write something nice, that's also very nice as well. It's Christmas. It's time for giving. So that would be great. Share this one about. This is a really good one. We raised a lot of money for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. And so if you came to the show, feel good about that. You did something good. And that sounded really patronizing. You did something good. No, you always do something good because you come to the show. So I think that's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. I'll see you in the new year. Have a safe holiday period. Enjoy your New Year's Eve. And I'll see you in 2019. Bye.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? Merry Christmas, everyone. Yay! Happy New Year and all that stuff. Yay. This is the show that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. And this week on the internet, what did I discover? I discovered my football guy, the guy Josh Earle, who plays for Preston over in the UK. He's done his like hamstring again. And I don't think he's going to play for England now, guys. I don't think he's 18 and his whole life is just a mess now. But it's Christmas. So, hey, just by making some noise, who's been to a podcast recording before? Yeah. Who's never been before? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Today, you can feel good about yourself. All the money we raise today is going to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. I'll learn how to say it one day. And the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. So your ticket, every single ticket, got three books for kids in the Indigenous community. So give yourself a round of applause. Yes. So if this is your first time listening or watching the podcast, what I do is I get normally four, very, very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. Today, because it's Christmas, we've got two extra, so we're having six. Yay! So we'll bring them all up at once. Can you please make some noise for Adam Richard, everyone? Keep it going for Anne Edmonds. Also for Luke McGregor. It's Joe Stanley, everyone! Also, keep it going for Ben Russell! And finally, it's the grub, it's Greg Larson! Sit wherever you want, people. There should be enough seats for everyone.
Got too many drinks there, Dom.
How we doing? Feels good?
Yeah, it's real nice and cozy. Good.
Yeah, it's very tight. Is everyone all right?
Yes, thank you.
Good, good.
It's very hot on stage already. Yeah, we're going to be here for an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Can we get this air conditioning turned on as well, if that's possible?
That would be great.
That's my present to you.
I'm wearing a jacket and I'm very uncomfortable.
Take it off, Dom.
No, everyone will see my track marks. That's right, I'm not fleety.
And it's start. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, at least Fiona's not here.
Oh, she's at home swinging from the chandelier.
How are we all doing now? This is the Christmas episode. Do people generally like Christmas? Are we indifferent to Christmas? How do we feel about Christmas?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah. Mariah style love it? Like crazy Mariah love it?
Well, how does Mariah love it?
Oh, like she sings about it constantly.
I will sing. I like the presents. I like wearing an Eton dress. I wear my Eton dress so that I can eat as much. This is not the Eton dress. Clearly too tight. But on Christmas, Eton dress, and I just power it in. And I buy a leg of pork, like a ham. Today, I ordered my ham and I will eat
me
that.
Me too.
Did you?
I was ham shopping this morning.
How good is a ham?
Yeah, I love hams.
Don't send me photos of piggies. I hate you if you do that. Because it's going to really interrupt my love of that ham. And every morning I wake up and I think, I'm not eating ham today. And then by 10 o'clock, I've already had 300 pieces.
I
love that ham!
I ring up Talkback Radio on 3AW and just pretend to be an old person and hope to get that Pataki ham. Just throw them at you like, yes, Phil, oh, yes. Yeah, no, you're right. The young people don't know what they're missing. Can I have a ham?
Christmas is hard for a lot of people, and I do feel sad that there are people that can't enjoy Christmas. Do you love Christmas, Luke?
Luke's doing okay for himself. I reckon he can afford Christmas.
Fine. There. You're not homeless this year?
No, got a good old house to live in, which is good. I don't love Christmas because I think my parents, they're great. But they probably should have got divorced like 15 years ago. And so Christmas is it's tricky, but it's get a lot of material out of it. So
our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the six of you. And if you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right. You get a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Some of them are to do with Christmas. But not all of them, okay?
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Is there an interval?
Do you want to go to the toilet, Edo?
No.
there'll be a chance.
It's about something else. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's not even that. No, it's nothing. It's nothing to do with my ass.
Do you want me to pull your finger?
If you need to go at any stage, Edo.
Okay, I might have to go just down the back for a bit.
She's going to come back as Helen Badu, everyone. It's going to be amazing.
I'm not.
No, please no. I hate her.
Fake tan on.
She's okay. A mole.
It was blackface. But I've changed my mind.
No, that's traditional Dutch behaviour. They do that.
No, okay, bye. That's fine.
Okay. Like I said, some of them are to Christmas, not all of them. Okay, the first one. Who wrote this? What's the biggest porno you've ever seen?
Someone wrote that.
One of these six.
I mean, obviously it was
me.
Yes, Luke.
Was it Greg? No, it was Ben Russell.
Oh. I didn't buzz in because I thought it might have been me. But I'm not allowed.
Ben, do you mean the longest?
No, this is the biggest. What's the biggest porno?
Like, couldn't fit in your DVD player that big.
And then what constitutes a big porno?
I mean, that's up to you. That's why it's such a great question.
Like big scenes? Big scenes. Big moments.
Whatever big means to you.
Big dicks.
Oh, just big cocks.
Big loads.
Why do we call it porno? You're not abbreviating. You're extending it. Save more time.
We've been on for like, what, a few minutes and people are already just shouting, big dicks, big loads. Merry Christmas.
You're just jealous it wasn't you shouting.
No, I know.
Next question. I just saw a guy riding a penny farthing in Carlton.
Oh, Edo.
And couldn't stop myself from saying out loud, oh, you absolute cunt. Yes, Edo. Yes.
Your friend of mine, Greg Larson.
Yes, you are right. That is Edo.
I did Greg. 100% saw a guy riding a penny farthing.
I saw the same guy.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
And I went, what a cunt. That's when I was like, you get me, dude.
So I thought that was a joke about people from Melbourne because I live in Sydney now. Hi.
Excuse
and
me.
And that is a joke that Sydney people go, oh, go to Melbourne, ride your penny farthing, drink your fucking magic latte. But he was a real person.
They're actually riding a penny farthing, legitimately.
Why do you assume there's only one guy? You could have seen two guys.
Which bit of Brunswick was it in?
They could be in a crazy penny farthing club.
Imagine if they didn't know each other.
And, you know, they have those cycling uniforms that were sponsored by P.T. Barnum.
Next question. Been trying to pretend all day that I'm not hungover, but I am okay. Happy? Now
Greg,
leave me alone. Yes, Greg.
That is Edo.
That is Edo. Yes, you're right. Point for Greg. Yes.
That was only this week, Dom.
Yeah, Wednesday, was it? Wednesday. Oh. Yeah. Just got blind on a Tuesday in the middle of the day. Christmas. Love it. And then the next day I was like, yeah, I went around, I was doing stuff and then I just submitted at 4 PM to a burger and told everyone to fuck off.
So you didn't need Fiona here. Yeah.
Next question. Instagram gives me anxiety.
Ben.
Oh. Yes, Ben.
Is it Luke?
No, it's Adam Richard. A point there for Adam, yes.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah, I just like I get excited. I'm like, oh look, they're having a good day. They've staged that shot. Oh my god, they've taken this one 42 times to get that right. Oh my god, she's proposing. She's getting proposed to and holding a cup of Nescafe Gold, but it's going on my Instagram. It is distressing. Mm. It upsets
you. There's a lot of shots where it's just like, who's taking this?
Yes,
I know.
It's like you're looking at someone posing, and you're just like, who?
You know, it's the really sad husband who's on the other side of the beach with just saying, I wanted a family holiday. That's all I wanted. And now I'm taking 3,000 shots of my wife in a bikini and pretending I like it. I'm just not. You clearly don't follow me.
No, I do.
My Insta does not look like that.
No, I know. You're the one of the fun ones at the start. And then I get on to the people I did Celebrity Splash with and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Clang.
This is sad.
Oh, la-di-da.
All right, we've all got fucking things going on.
Like one of them, seriously. There was a girl I did Celebrity Splash with who at the time was Miss Australia, and she her boyfriend, who also is an Instagram model, proposed to her, and they were sponsored by Nescafe Gold.
Oh my god.
And they're like sitting up in bed with their big, in capital letters, happy to have a cup of Nescafe Gold while we announce our engagement. So blessed.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like,
oh,
what?
Boy.
How much do you hate them?
Oh, a lot.
If only she had drowned or broken her back on a flip. That's what I always say.
You always say that.
That's one of mine. Broke your bag on a flip.
I want to start just voluntarily doing that, but every time I take a shit, there's like a photo of me just going, thanks, Nescafe Gold.
Can you please?
Speaking of toilets.
Would Nescafe go stop posting us and you in the toilets? Would they find it?
Speaking of toilets, next tweet. A bar that has unisex bathrooms but no air fresheners is definitely owned by a psychopath.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
That was Ben.
You are correct. That is Ben Russell. Yes, point there for Greg.
There's nothing worse than after you've done a big shit in a unisex bathroom and then a lady is waiting there and you're like...
You're right. There is nothing worse.
And you just go...
It's fucking horrific. Oh. And anybody who thinks that's why we have feminism is to have a unisex bathroom, you are wrong. There are some places that need to be separate.
Do a big shit and you go, enjoy the equality.
I don't like when hotels have toilets with no toilet brushes as well, and you're just like, oh man, this is. I'm gonna have to do nothing but net here, otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, like you can't.
Swoosh! He's on fire.
You can't have a romantic weekend away, like with a new partner, and also have normal bowels that weekend.
No.
Because there's no cleaning the toilet.
Can I recommend something from someone who uses the outdoor as an indoor? Metamucil is your friend. Seriously, it coats your shit like in Teflon. It just flies out. Will not stick to anything. I've had the same roll of toilet paper for 3 months. Could wipe my ass with a cotton bud.
This is just like my family Christmas, really. It is.
The only person I know that uses Metamucil is my father-in-law. That's the image I've got of him.
Because he's probably got hemorrhoids and it hurts more.
Stop it now.
The last thing you want to do with a hemorrhoid is be pushing.
The other tip I would say is, which is what I do, is have your own toilet brush in your bag.
Oh, Edo.
Just to give it the once around, pop it back in, off you go.
So when you lent me that spare toothbrush, that wasn't...
Next question. This one is a bit of an act out. Okay, so on a plane about to skydive, but I lose my nerve at the last second. Me, Steve, I can't go through with this. I'm so sorry.
Edo.
Instructor. It's actually Shane. I jump out of the plane. Yes. Yes, Edo. Who's that?
It's Luke McGregor.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Edo.
You can feel it in the anxiety. It's in there.
Why do people, are they going to laugh at this fucking tweet, please? Yeah, that's true. I don't think I could jump out of a plane, but if there was some awkwardness in the social situation, jump out of there straight away.
Next question. Watching every radio/TV presenter pretend they're interested in what the Queen's footman's cousin's dry cleaner's wedding singer thinks the royal couple will have as their bridal waltz has made me so happy I'm not on air.
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Joe.
Yeah, you are correct. Yeah, point there for
no one else has been on air here. No one else here is getting breakfast radio now or anytime soon.
When Joe and I used to work together, like you should have they have cameras in the studios now, so we wouldn't be able to do this. But we'd be talking about something and just be going.
No, but rolling remember our how eyes. They would, you know, some world event was happening. Even we went to the royal wedding for William and
Kate
and
the Duchess of Cambridge. Thank you.
And just the effort to fill the content.
Oh yeah.
And you would go and we interviewed. Like a royalist who was just a sad lady in a little terrace that had just collected all the shit in the world that had anything to do. And you're turning into, so tell us about your favourite piece. Oh, well, I really like this one over here. And you're like, this is fucking gold when it's shit. But you have to pretend it's gold.
Edo had to do this job for the project.
I was the royal chaser for the project
year.
And I don't know if we can put this to air. It might just be for the room.
Yeah. I'll take it out.
But I fucked Harry. No. I sucked that royal dick out of its socket.
Did you suck off the lookalike that Carl Stefanovic sucked?
No, but you know that one.
I I will pay $1,000 to that charity if you do put this to air.
Join the Patreon, you'll hear it. Anyway, sorry.
I'm sorry, Josh, probably want to move on, but I did it for the project I covered William and Kate.
Yeah.
And they came down and we had to go to the... they flew me to Sydney and I had to go to the airport and you have to pass security and then once you're in the, you know, the media spot, you can't leave. You can't go to the toilet. So you have to... Otherwise they have to say, if you leave, you can't come back in. And I went... And I, you know me, I love going to the toilet. And so it was me and a whole bunch of other journalists, and there was this lady there, and she was busting, and she did, but she couldn't leave because she had to get the story. And I just said, I'm just going to go to the toilet. So I just didn't film them because I want to wet myself. I can't. I didn't bring a toilet brush.
You were on the throne.
Yeah.
Hey.
Next question.
But it was Brill, sorry.
Yeah. No, he wasn't finished.
Go. Sorry. Go. Enjoy. Actually, I was done, I think.
Someone on the tram just yelled angrily into their phone, "You're a dog, don't ever talk to me again. Yeah, I'll call you later. Love you."
Ben.
Love conquers all. Yes, Ben.
Edo?
No, that's Luke McGregor. Point there for Luke.
This guy. No, this lady goes, what did he... Actually, gosh, I can't remember my text. What was this? It was the lady saying, "I'll never talk to you again, you dog," or something like that. What did I say?
I've thrown the card around.
It was something like, "I'll never talk to you again, you dog."
You're a dog.
There's pause. Love you. It was weird.
Was this Joe talking to a child?
No, my mum. No.
I do
my
wonder
sister.
What.
No. My
next.
Dog.
Next question, here we go. "One day I'll figure out how to use Glad Wrap, but not today. I'm just ripping shreds of this fucking roll and placing them in the vicinity of the food. It's not even good food. It's one of those shit Italian cakes you get around Christmas that tastes like stale bread."
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Oh. It's Greg Larson.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
I fucking hate those Italian cakes. What are they called?
Panettone.
Well, everyone hates them.
The winner
today gets one, okay?
Panettone!
That's what you're playing for.
Fuck.
You can win this.
I love winning, but I hate panettone, Bal.
Do you know how I know this? Is I'm friends with Greg's partner on Facebook, and there was just a photo of a panettone wrapped in 2,000 sheets of Glad Wrap. And she's like, "I don't know what happened to Greg today." And then 10 minutes later, there's that tweet. She's like, "Oh, okay."
I love the fact that you were worried about making something that is inherently stale.
Yeah.
It's true.
Should have thrown it at a wall or something.
It's gross, isn't it?
It's still there. It's actually, I just realised it's still there in the cupboard wrapped in... Anyway.
Here's a Christmas tip, everyone. It makes great bread and butter pudding.
Oh, I thought it was for trifle.
Yeah, it's great for trifle. Mm. Don't eat it on its own, you idiot.
You got to douse it in brandy.
All right. Next question. I know a lot of you have Christmas fatigue because of the shop, so ease into Mariah Carey's new album, Caution. It's her best since the Emancipation
Joe.
Of Mimi. I have had a no in my head for days. Yes, Joe.
Well, I'm going to guess it's Adam.
You are correct. It is Adam, yes.
Because he's the only person I know that speaks of Mariah Carey just like in passing. Like, just like it's... his friend.
Like, last night I watched her feature directorial debut, A Christmas Melody, starring Lacey Chabert from Mean Girls.
Was it good?
No. Because no one else was allowed to have any lighting. Like, Mariah's in, like, four scenes and she's got all the lights. And she looks amazing, but she can't move because her face will go out of the light.
Yeah, no, but also it has to be front on because she contours her jawline. Oh, yeah. So if she turns this way, you just see all of the rest of her face.
Oh, yeah.
Because it keeps going.
One of my favourite Mariah videos.
Really bad.
Go and look this up when we're finished. It's Vogue have gone
to
her apartment.
Yes, it's my favourite too. Yes. Oh, my God, I love it.
Vogue go to her apartment, which is bigger than most of our houses. And, I mean, her wardrobe, like just her wardrobe.
Yeah.
And the lighting guy keeps trying to get her face, like there's a shadow on her chin. And like at one point you see him in the background just kind of pointing the light right at her. And I think that was the moment he realised that that shadow was painted on.
Yes. It's true. I felt really bad. Actually, Adam, that's the difference between you and I. I wanted to share that and then I thought that was mean. But
I love Mariah. I did Hey Hey It's Saturday once.
And Celebrity Splash. Wow.
They painted out my double chin and I was like, what are you doing? They go, oh, Daryl's had it done, so everyone has to.
And so now you've grown a beard.
Yeah,
but
so you
Mariah
don't have to see
can't
it.
Do that. I well, mean, she might.
She might be able
I
to. Can.
Next question. I know me. If I was famous enough to host the Oscars, I'd say yes, but then on the day I'd be annoyed I had to work 6 hours straight and regret ever agreeing to it.
Ben.
So just in case I get famous, I hate all the races except white. You're welcome, future me. Enjoy your day off. Yes, Ben.
That's Greg Larson.
Yeah, that's me. Just so I don't have to work. I don't mean it. That's funny.
And our last question for the round. Turns out diarrhea really is your greatest nemesis.
Oh, Edo.
Oh,
yes, Edo.
Luke.
No, it was Ben Russell. Oh! Ben.
I've got a lot of diarrhea tweets, I've realised. It's funny.
Thanks, so, Edo.
You've had too much Metamucil.
Well, no, don't worry about it. It was part of a poll that I put out.
Oh.
It was, is it your best friend or greatest nemesis? And greatest nemesis won.
How could it ever be your best friend?
I don't
weight
know.
Loss. Weight
yeah.
loss.
Yeah, weight loss. Yeah. Some people.
Are you Ford pills?
Some
that.
People enjoy the feeling of diarrhea. Yeah.
That can be fun in the right environment. It's like acid, you know. It's
Sometimes you feel like you've had a real flush, like after it, you're like, yeah, it's been all right, like it's a flush out.
It's not a high colonic.
Sometimes it feels good. There, I finally said it, it feels good. It feels good to be honest with myself.
You know, I do, I must say, because I have a lot of information for you people, I'm sorry. I regularly get colonoscopies, right, which requires... As
you,
much like you
system.
Literally have to be bare empty. Inside, yeah. right? It's the best feeling ever. The next, like when you come out of surgery and you are with nothing inside you and the best drugs you've ever had in your life. And
it's you kind of like acid.
I had both at the same time.
Home.
I had to do the downstairs and I had a spit roastoscopy.
What's the top one involve?
That's like go look at your stomach.
The they meet in the middle.
Weirdly, the endoscopy is not in the end. Goes in the wrong end.
I never thought of it like that. And that's just so obvious.
I know. Why doesn't it go in the end? Anyway.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Joe on 1 point. Get up for Joe Stanley. Luke McGregor also on 1 point. Adam Richard on 2 points. Greg Larson on 2 points. Edo on 3 points. Yeah. And also on 3 points, it's Ben Russell.
Three.
Ben,
do you want to go?
I don't know how I got
are you okay? No, I'm all right.
All right. Our next round is called I'm Gonna Party Like It's 1999. Now, in this round, it's called I'm Gonna Party Like It's 1999. And we talk about New Year's Eve. And today we're going to talk about Greg Larson.
Oh.
Now, Greg, he likes to party.
Yeah.
But how did he spend New Year's Eve going into the new millennium? Was it A, he hosted a party by the riverside, but only 6 people turned up.
Oh.
4 of them left by midnight, and Greg saw in the new year sitting next to a puddle of vomit and his passed out friend.
Oh.
B, Greg was convinced that Y2K was actually going to happen. So he spent it alone listening to Tool and watching The Matrix at the same time. Because he thought if it all ended, the last thing he would be doing was listening to his favourite band and watching his favourite film. And see, early that night, he was in a chat forum with a guy and they were arguing about Y2K. And Greg was trying to convince this guy it was not going to happen, and this guy was adamant that by midnight, this person that Greg was talking to would be able to hack into the world's top banks. At midnight, Greg was trying to find this guy to tell him to suck shit. One of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you want.
Oh.
Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong so he can get your point.
Greg is always the hardest one because he's capable of all three of these things.
I know.
All
to
three
be honest,
are very on brand.
Yeah.
Very on brand.
I've only just met you and I would agree with that. Somehow it really works for me.
Greg is one of my favourite people to write for on this show.
So Greg, was this, so 99, was this when you were in your full Brisbane goth phase?
Yes, I was very Brisbane, very goth.
That is not a city that's natural to goth.
No.
No. It was a tough time for me. Summertime in a black trench coat was brutal.
How did you keep your eyeliner on? Wouldn't that just melt right off?
It melted a lot, but I did. Yeah. I always went for the Cradle of Filth thing where it had like black sort of dripping down.
Oh, that's clever.
It didn't look cool. but yes, so, and I was, how old was I in... 16. Yeah, I was 16.
Now that makes the friend vomiting a little more believable.
Is The Matrix still your favourite film?
The Matrix is definitely not my favourite.
Do you know? But it's mine, and I just watched it the other day.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was asking questions, going, "Did I ever really watch this straight?" Because now I don't understand it, but it made so much sense back in the day.
It actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So. You know, Neo. Actually, if you rearrange the letters, it says the one.
Oh, just one.
Oh my God! It's a lot of symbolism.
Yeah, a lot of symbolism. Yeah,
is that where you got your long trench coat look from?
Oh yes.
No, but because at the time, and this isn't that funny, but Columbine had happened.
Oh, so people that is pretty funny.
People always called me Trenchcoat Mafia because I would always wear the trench coat. Anyway, edit that part out as well.
Trenchcoat Mafia, you can't. That's
Can I need to ask a question. So are you of an IT sort of hacking like nature? Have you got that skill base?
Definitely not. Nerd.
No. I'm a nerd. Like, I'm a nerd in the sense that I play a lot of video games.
Okay,
but
you don't
and
have
he
the,
would.
No. You're not a smart
I
nerd.
Never studied IT or anything.
You know the brainy nerds and then the nerds that just like games. Yeah,
but you aren't.
I'm not the brainy nerd. I'm the dumb nerd. Yeah,
he is the kind of nerd that would stay up to midnight to tell someone to get fucked.
Yeah, you are no strange. You're no stranger to chat rooms.
Absolutely not. I'm no stranger to chat rooms. IRC, MSN, Yahoo, the whole lot. The whole lot. I was in them all.
So 99 Greg, was busy. Where were you living at this point? Still with your parents?
Yeah, with my parents in Ipswich.
So which part of the river did you go down to with your friends?
It was near Carana Downs, which is around... You don't know it. Nobody knows. It was it's an area in Brisbane.
And how many friends did you put the invite out to?
I honestly can't remember. Maybe 30.
What were you drinking?
Drinking... I would have been drinking Strongbow.
Not Stone's green ginger wine.
Always drank Strongbow. They used to have Strongbow White at the time, which was double the strength. I remember that.
You've really blossomed into a really nice man. Who knew?
Do you still see the friend that was vomiting next to you?
No, I do not. No.
Oh, what happened to that person?
I think he works at a servo.
What was his name?
He's doing better than you then.
Yeah, they don't cancel the servo.
All right, thanks everyone. I'm going to go kill myself.
He knows. That's funny.
So that's the round over. Yeah, we're move on.
Any more questions? Anyone got any questions, or do you think you know what you're looking
at? What was the guy's name that you were talking to online? What was his, like, what do they call them? Nickname or whatever?
Oh, screen name.
Fuck knows. I don't remember.
His
hand I don't remember. It was in IRC.
Yeah.
It was in a chat room.
I have one more question. With the Y2K fear that you had you made any preparations?
No, I didn't make any preparations. I didn't think that I was going to die or anything necessarily, but I just figured I might as well do what I want to do on New Year's Eve and watch my favourite movie and listen to Tool.
Listen to German
fisting
music.
I knew a woman who actually did believe in the Y2K bug, and she had bought boxes and boxes of tampons.
What?
And gallons and gallons of water. And I'm like, you're keeping them in the same room, don't you? It's an accident waiting to happen.
Gotta have something to eat.
Nothing to eat. Anyway,
I think I know. I've got my theory.
What are you looking, Luke?
C.
You think it's C. You think he tried to find the guy to say he sucks shit. That watches.
Greg says suck shit a lot.
Still.
Suck shit.
Still. 18 years later.
Yeah, I love saying it. I say it more now.
Shit, really? You embrace suck shit.
I love suck shit. It's such a good thing to say.
And
I'll take the river.
You take the river. Yeah. Okay, so that's A. So, Adam.
I'm going to go with the river too, because the thought of the only six goths who turned up dying from dying from overexposure to heat. I've got a heat stroke, but I can't take my clothes off.
Joe, what do you think?
I'm going to go for the river too.
You're going to go for the river as well? Okay.
Yeah. What was B, sorry?
B was, Greg believed and listened to Tool and watched The Matrix.
Yeah, he thought Y2K was going to get
it. Tempting, isn't it?
That's tempting. I mean, Tool, great band, you know.
Mm. Oh. Really meaningful if you actually listen
Lateralis,
to it.
Lateralis, like Lateralis, like yeah, the Fibonacci like, sequence, like if you play the tracks in a different order.
It's actually
order.
Really clever. it's actually really clever stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go B.
You go B?
You're right, man.
Ben's going B. The correct answer was A. It was the river.
Yeah!
So a point for Adam, a point for Edo, and points for and Joe, and 2 points for Greg. Yeah.
You know what's really, really sad? You were 16, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the new millennium with my husband, who was very much older than 16. He also vomited through that music. You know, the dawning of the new millennium, patting your husband on the back while he hurled next to you is not how I imagined our new life together.
So how did you get to this part where it's just the two of you?
Well, okay, so what happened was that there was six of us down there. There was the core group of friends. No one else showed up. A bunch of people then, a few people left, I think two or three people left to go find another party that they'd heard about. And then a little bit later, we all decided to go. So there was about four of us trying to find the party. In that suburb, you used to be able to kick street lights, and there was like a safety feature where the light would go out. So we did that for fun, and we started kicking out streetlights and didn't notice a cop driving past. And then the cop chased us, and we all split up. And then I made it back to the river, and just one friend was there. And then he threw up and fell asleep. And then I rang in the new year on my own. And I wished that I was with my family at the time.
Aww.
Sorry, buddy.
Very
so
sad.
At the end of that round, the scores are Luke McGregor on 1 point, Joe on 2 points, Ben on 3 points, Adam on 3 points, Edo on 4 points, and Greg also on 4 points. Woo! This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. Point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So at Edo.
Yes.
Luke.
Mm.
Luke's father told him that lobsters were disgusting and Luke wouldn't like them. It was only when Luke got older did Luke realise that his dad bought one every Christmas and he only told Luke this because he didn't want to share.
I hope that's true.
Yeah or no?
I know a bit about Luke's dad and because I've... No. No. I've heard stories along these lines. So I'm going to say yeah.
You want to say yeah? You don't want to ask me any questions?
Oh, yeah, let's ask questions.
Yeah.
Have you had lobster before?
Yes.
Case closed.
All right, Sherlock. Enough with the grilling.
So where would he consume the lobster, like, separate to the family? Privately?
Dad would get a lobster and then he'd get a second lobster. That was the family's lobster. But he had a whole lobster to himself and he goes, you guys wouldn't like it. And he did the same with oysters and pretty much any expensive food, really. He goes, I don't think you'd be a fan. That was Dad. That was
And where was he getting the lobster?
He wasn't catching it. He was. He would buy it from a shop.
And how much?
Lobsters are us. It's on Argyle Street.
How much per kilo were the lobsters usually?
That's a great question, Ben. It was like the per lobster. It was like 20, I don't know, 20 bucks or something.
Yeah, that's about right.
No, I've got to be honest.
Hams are 28. Anyway, I'm going to stick with yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Point for Edo. Yes. Give up Edo.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, wow, you're
yeah.
trash.
It was, you know, he's not a great bloke, but he gave, he raised me. just can't complain.
He gave you all these neuroses.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't have had a career without.
No, I wouldn't have any. I would never, you know, I wouldn't be in stand-up. I'd be too well adjusted. So.
you might have been happy.
Boom. Okay, gross. To Joe, now when Greg was 14, his mum gave him $50 to go and buy Christmas presents for his family. Greg did not buy any presents and told his mum he got mugged, but what he actually did was go to his local pub and ordered a $49 surf and turf that they were advertising because it looked amazing. You can ask him as many questions as
okay.
you want.
So what did you say to your parents when you got home and there was no Christmas present?
I told them I was mugged straight away. Like, I spent the money and then I told them I was mugged straight away.
Yeah, okay. And did you say, I mean, can you give me your mugging story? What happened?
Oh, basically, I said, because it was near, my house was near this place called the Red Bank Plaza, which is a shopping centre in Red Bank. where I live.
Amazing.
Checks out.
And it's kind of, it's not a rough area, but it's kind of rough. And I just said, like, these, like, 18-year-old boys, like, when I was walking under the bridge to the shops, they mugged me and took my money.
Right.
And it seemed believable because I knew that that's a believable place to be.
Okay.
Mugged.
And did your parents wish to engage the law enforcement?
Like, well, yeah, because, and I don't know, my dad is a cop.
Oh!
And I knew that, and I didn't. It was a bad move on my part. Because he's a cop in the local area, and so he's like, "Oh yeah, tell me who they are, we'll do it." And then I kept trying to back up and go, "Don't worry about it. It's just, it happens." He's like, "No." And I just gave the vaguest description, like just these two kids in Stussy gear, just rat bag kids.
And so, how old were you in this pub eating this surf and turf?
I was like 14, I think, at the time.
Surf and turf.
But it was the pub knew me, because like, we live around the corner, and this is true. Sometimes the dad would send me up there to buy beer, and they'd just give it to me. And I just went in and got a counter meal. I got surf and turf. And I always wanted surf and turf, and I never was allowed to get it. It was like my dream meal.
So we never caught 18-year-olds in Stussy.
No.
And they just dropped the case. They just went,
yeah,
all right.
Well, I mean, like, that happens all the time. People get mugged and you don't know who it is and, you know, it's like, oh, well. Yeah.
Are we allowed to help?
Yeah,
no.
You can ask questions. Go for it.
Oh, no, I just was going to point out, like, I don't think you pay $50 for a surf and turf now.
Did
you rough yourself up, Greg, to look like
it was, I got to say, I just...
Did you punch yourself in the face?
No, I didn't. I want to point out, though, the surf and turf, I'm talking, like, ribeye steak and a Moreton Bay bug.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm not talking prawns or whatever. This is a Moreton Bay... This is a premium surf and turf.
I think there are parts that are true, but like.
Sorry,
so
the people in the audience going, no, they're very angry about a $49 surf and turf.
Brisbane. I feel like the
audience are angrier at the $49 surf and turf than they were than when Fiona dropped the N-word. And it's like,
he's definitely capable of it.
There are parts of that story that are true, but largely no.
You're going to say no?
No.
You are correct. Yes, it was a lie. Point
of course it was a lie. Why did you make it $49? That's not my fault. I did my best. Morton Bay Bug. I thought of that off the top of my head. There's no... fucking $49 Get out of my face. Bullshit. $49.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Josh is a celebrity. He doesn't know how much things cost.
It's when you made yourself 14. I was like...
14 in a pub!
I also don't think Adam knows what celebrity means. Okay. All right, so to Ben. Now, Adam's mum hated Christmas. And one year when Adam was living overseas, he called home on Christmas Day. His sister said the family were sitting down to Christmas lunch, which was chicken-flavoured two-minute noodles... because they were the most similar tasting to turkey. Yeah or nah?
I don't know. That seems on brand. Looks like he's got mummy issues.
Us faggots love our mums.
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was in England and I was calling home to say, it's snowing! I'm working in a food court and I've run outside because it's snowing!
And why did your mum do this? Just because she was like, fuck this shit.
She hated Christmas. Like, she hated everything about Christmas. Because it was always like, you know, your father's family are coming over, or my family are coming over, or like, she just didn't want to have to deal with things. So she was so excited that I was away, and my poor sister, she's like, well, you're not getting anything. You can have the 2-minute noodles.
So she just made two. It was just you and it was just her and your sister.
Yeah, and the dog. Oh. I don't think the dog ate the noodles.
How old were you, Dolph?
I would have been 21, I think.
Does she, you know, still hate Christmas?
Probably. I don't know. She died on Boxing Day 1996.
I knew that was coming.
I really didn't know what to do.
No.
I didn't know how to warn him. Like, really subtly, that didn't hurt everybody.
No, I wanted everyone to feel this.
Oh, my God.
It's important. Mums die. Mums die.
Yeah, it's true. If I have my way, everybody in every conversation just feels informed, just declaring all their dead relatives. So there's none of that awkwardness.
Anyway, I'm nearly 50. It's a good chance she's going to be dead.
Yeah, I know. And I took that chance.
You look great.
I rolled that fucking dice. In the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. Oh. Yes, a point there for Ben. Yes.
Yes.
My condolences.
On the chicken noodles.
She basically taught me to hate Christmas. She's like, she was easing me in with the 2-minute noodles, and then on the Boxing Day in 96, she's like, here you go, you're going to really hate it now.
Oh, darling. You see? And those of us with feelings, our heart breaks.
And the rest of us on stage, we're but that's why you love Mariah Carey so much, is it? Because she loves Christmas.
It's she loves nice Christmas. Yeah. No, well, Mariah was before Mum, so, you know, there's a couple of songs I can't listen to still.
Oh, you see?
Just right. The slow ones. They're boring anyway.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next round is called Knowing You, Knowing Me. So in this round, each of you are given a fact about somebody else on the panel. You have to determine whether it happened to them or it happened to me. You can ask us as many questions as you want. If you're correct, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person the fact may or may not be about, they get the point. So to Greg, was it Joe or was it me who couldn't keep up the charade when our child asked why our presents and Santa's presents were wrapped in the same paper? So we just revealed that, yep, we're Santa. Is that me or Joe? You can ask us as many questions as you want.
I think...
Ask us questions.
Both your questions?
It's either me and Joe. Yep, you can ask
us
both questions.
How old are your kids?
7 and 4. So this is my oldest one.
And how old are your kids?
I have one and she's almost 10.
She's almost 10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think it happened to Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You think Joe?
Yes.
You are correct. Yes. A point there for Greg. Yes.
Spin of the age.
Look.
What, just from the age?
Just the age, because you're 7 is, you're a real heartless monster. If you
but you didn't ask what age my daughter was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
She was 6. So, to explain...
Mummy had had a big night.
Raised believing in Santa, like we had to leave out cookies for my mum, right, because she just liked chocolate, but she didn't want to lie to us because we're Christians, our family, anyway, so we didn't grow up with Santa. So when I had a daughter, my husband was really into the Santa myth, and we had a massive fight one day at a really fancy restaurant, like a really public fight about whether I would lie to my daughter and Rob Stitch and Eddie McGuire on the next table. It was deeply embarrassing. And in the end, I went, all right, I'll fucking do it, fucking Santa. And then I just was really lazy because I don't understand how you keep the myth alive. And so I didn't bother shopping at other shops. I just shopped at my local shop. because who cares? And then when my daughter said, why is Santa's presents wrapped in the same presents as your presents? I've gone, well, I guess Santa shops at the reject shop too. And she's gone, you're Santa, aren't you? And I went, yep, I'm Santa. And she's six, smart kid. And my husband then put the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy under the bus as well. They're all made up. That's all us. Fucking massacre. They all just went.
Were they,
at the same time.
Were they upset? Were they upset about it, or were they okay with it?
My daughter.
Sorry, I forgot it was a he or a she, and I didn't want to.
That's so brave.
Sure,
of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I forgot.
Joey, you should have taken a lesson from my mum, because when I accused her of being Santa, she completely flipped it around and went, yes, I've got a couple of chin hairs. What about it?
No,
and we didn't bring it up ever again.
She was not sad at all, because she's like, what do you think, I'm a fucking idiot? Obviously, how could this happen?
It feels bad, because for a while parents, you know, do all this gift giving and stuff, then I get any credit for it. And then
why I was really against it.
Yeah, so they don't get any credit for that, and then they get told, and then they get anger towards them because they lied.
Very much into gratitude, and it really pissed me off that she'd open these presents and not say thank you to anybody, and I'd be like, would you like to write a letter of thank you to Santa? Well, no, he's gone. And I'm like, so yeah, I'm glad that he's gone. I fucking hate Santa.
Really, I'm right here.
I love your kind of Santa.
Okay, so to Luke, was it Ben or was it me who at Christmas time we would go and stay with our grandparents, but because their house was too small for our whole family, we would stay with our uncle who lived next door. We would always be freaked out though, because his wife had an entire room full of dolls.
Ben, did you stay in the room full of dolls? Or was it just a room that had dolls in it and you just knew that was there and I was looking at you?
My brother stayed in the doll room.
And
I stayed in the camper van out the back.
Oh, equally creepy.
Florida, Pensacola, Florida. It was a horrible place. And that doll room, I still see it in my dreams.
Josh,
fucking terrifying.
Josh, why are you scared of dolls?
It was just a freak. It was those old porcelain dolls where the eyes kind of go back in their head when they lie down. You know, it's just, and all the lace and shit. It was, and they're all old because they lived on a farm, and so it wasn't very well insulated, so they were moldy and shit. It was gross.
Dust.
Oh, they're both good.
I think it's Ben.
You think it's Ben?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it was Ben. Yes, point there for Luke. Yes.
Oh. You lied convincingly there, with all due respect, Josh. I've got a lot on, Joe.
I've got to write this. I've got to make sure it's recording. I'm selling the fucking tickets. I'm giving all the money away. I've got a lot on.
You didn't take me to the doll room. I wasn't there.
Take us to the doll room.
I was fully with you. Right.
I could see the fear in Ben's eyes. Yeah. Memories.
Yeah, they're real hillbillies. Like I have thick hillbilly fuckhead blood running through my veins.
My most probably demanding moment on filming Rosehaven was we stayed in Oatlands, and there was this one place we used to stay at, and this room that I slept in had maybe 30 pictures of what I assume are now deceased children. Really old photos from way back.
Incest will do that.
They lived for life. They're not all dead. They're people who turned into adults and eventually died. Right. That makes sense? Yeah.
The way that you said it, though.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It was not okay.
There's definitely, but, you know, I definitely word it better next time. But these are old photos, basically, and they're all like children, and they're all looking at me, and I said to our producer, I said, I can't sleep in this room with all these children looking at me. I just can't do it. And so The owner said, well, we can, why don't I, because there was no other rooms available, and the owner said, why don't I take all the photos down and I'll turn them around the opposite way? And I know that's worse, because then that'll anger them. So
why did you betray us, yes, Luke? We wanted to be your friend.
So I just...
Now we're dead!
So I, uh, yeah, I just stayed in that room and Seals swapped with me eventually because he knew I couldn't handle it. I wasn't sleeping. So Seals swapped. God. She slept in all the creepy children room for me. And that's a best friend for you. Well, take that bullet.
Okay, so to Adam,
yes.
Was it Edo or was it me whose nan at Christmas time had a special apron? And after a few drinks, she would reveal in the front pocket a crocheted 12-inch dick that would just flop out.
Oh, man.
That's the best.
Where do you think I got it from?
That's so great.
Did you say aunt or nan?
Nan.
Nan. In Burnie?
Yes, that's where she lived, in Burnie, yeah.
And where's your nan?
Essendon. Dead, oh. Though.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's dead too, by the way, if we're keeping score.
But when was this?
Well, when we were kids.
Right.
So we'd have big... She lived on Lincoln Road in Essendon, across the road from the church. And we would go to church and then we'd go back over the road to her house for lunch. And she'd just be like, well, here we go. This is... have a look at this.
Was she a large woman?
No, she was quite a thin... She was quite thin, yeah.
Had she been at church too?
Yeah, we all went to church.
Was she a godly woman who decided to just pull out a cock?
Yeah. She's
crocheted herself.
Yeah, yeah. She's a very talented woman. We're a religious family until that. Although in the Catholic Church, you know, pop it out. They're often flopping out. Oh, there it is. Made that myself.
Oh, dear. And Josh, your nan, which side of the family was it?
My dad's mum.
Your dad's mum?
Yeah.
Isn't your dad quite uptight and straight-laced?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. No. No, both sides are completely fucked. My other grandmother.
Yes.
So I had a nan and a grandmother. So my other grandmother used to call me, well, I can't say it, but you can. It starts with F.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the time. But in like an endearing kind of way.
Well,
like she was before her time.
Yeah. But
look at your hair.
We should... You should rename this podcast, Whose Childhood Trauma Do You Think I Am?
But this nan was very funny, and so she was always doing... She used to always put cream all over her face and do a bit of white face, like, yeah, all the time. And then
that's reverse face.
Yeah. And she'd get a cock out. And she also had only four fingers on one hand, and she used to always pretend she was, like, digging up her nose and, like, in her eye like that. That would be her thing.
How did she lose a finger?
Well, my cousin was meant to mow her lawn for her.
Oh.
And he didn't turn up, and so she just went out and did it, and it got stuck. So the blade wasn't spinning around, so she put her hand in there, and it went...
Common mistake, that.
Yeah. And so my cousin felt real bad.
Yeah. This is terrifying.
What a backstory. Yeah.
That's, a lot of information.
That's a real rabbit hole.
I've never been to Burnie and I never want to go.
Come take a journey to Burnie. That's
Essendon I've been to.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Full of crocheted dicks, though. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say who?
It's you.
You're going to say it was me? You are correct. It was me. That's a point there for Adam. Yeah, a few drinks. She'd make a homebrew, and then after a few, like two long necks, so Charlie Pride would go on and her dick would flop out and Merry Christmas.
Did she actually make it herself?
Yeah. Yeah, she sewed it in.
Where did she find a pattern for a dick?
I don't know, but it was just in her front pocket and yeah, then she would get it out.
Clever.
You never forget.
I think Joe,
straight from imagination, that one.
Joe, I think you can get one from Cockheaton's. Sorry, that's a patenting. Couple of home sewers.
All right, so at the end of that round, the scores are Luke on 2 points. Yeah, go for Luke.
Thanks.
Joe on 3 points, Adam on 4 points, Ben on 4 points, Edo on 5 points, and Greg also on 5 points.
Hey!
You might win the Patatoni.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Fucking great.
I'm going to make sure that you win the penitentiary.
If I do win the penitentiary, I'll film me kicking it. I'll film me kicking it across a field.
That would look so awesome. So amazing.
Right, this is our last round for the year. Yay. Ooh. It's called Ho 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 Ho. In this round,
It's normally called Who, 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 Who. See what I've done there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Little Christmas.
That was the regular's laughing.
Little Christmas pun. All right, in this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about people on this panel. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. The only round you can lose points. So here we go. First question is this one. Who dressed as an old man in their first ever stand-up gig? Who dressed up as an old man?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Was it Edo?
It was Edo, yeah. Point there for Luke, yes.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst.
I was working at the ABC one day and saw this, I thought was a man walking down the corridor, and because he was bald and very old, and then noticed he had a great rack, and I'm like, oh, it's whoever that is. And, and I was like, I'm like, oh, so fucking ABC to hire this person. Like,
diversity.
And then
getting into real Fiona Jones. Yeah.
And then they said, hello, Adam. And I'm like, oh, it's Edo dressed as an old man.
John Watts, my character. Yeah, that was the... Yeah, I my first ever stand-up spot I did as an old... And I worked on it and I rehearsed it for 10 minutes and I got up on stage and no one knew what was... And worse still, I'd engaged a mate to, play music for me. I don't fucking know. She's playing music. I'm going, oh, hello, I'm an old man. Like that, right? And about 30 seconds in, I was like, none of this is working. Just a lot of staring faces. So I just went, anyway, bye-bye. And I just ran out of the building and down Sydney Road as an old man. And my mate, I just left her there. She just kept playing.
Was it a comedy night or was it an open mic?
I think it was a comedy
night.
Okay, yeah.
That's not as bad.
But look at me now.
Yeah.
Did it.
Next question. Who here on New Year's Eve was once chased down a beach in Phuket by dodgy fireworks?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Adam?
No, it was Joe. Point off Greg there.
Oh, you're not getting that cake, cunt.
He's doing it on purpose.
I'm going to douse that thing in brandy. And
Joe.
Set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
Were the dodgy fireworks inside a lady at the time?
No.
I don't know, Phuket.
That was later in the night. But my husband is he's an idiot.
He's an
right?
idiot, yes.
And he's a very smart man, but a bit of an idiot. And he says, us and another couple, he says, let's buy fireworks. I'm like, are they illegal here? He says, no, they're legal. Look at them in the shops. So we'll buy them off this guy on the beach. Why wouldn't you get the vaguely safe ones? Why not? What? So we bought the ones from the guy on the beach, and what they did, instead of going up, they just went around and around and then chased us. And he had given me the handy cam. So whilst I was going, I don't know where to run, he's screaming, film it! Film it! Like this. I'm like, I'm not filming it, what do we do? And then the other guy says, just fucking follow Darren! And we're just like, down the beach. And the fireworks chased us. I don't know how they knew.
But you didn't film it.
I filmed my feet going like this.
Because you could have won a JVC camcorder on some of the videos.
Oh, no, here's some fireworks. I was being the...
What was that?
Australia.
I'll get you back. What would Michael Caine sound like if he was doing the voice?
No, I deserve that.
Impressions.
No, you know that in Australia, funniest home videos, they always had the guy and it was always like,
oh, dead, oh, no.
And then there'd be... Boy, oh,
yeah.
Boy,
yeah, I'm with you now.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Don't look at me like that, Edo. All right.
Question three. Who you stink.
Yeah, leave the old man work to Edo.
Who here spent 3 hours one Christmas day tipping water out of a pool so it didn't flood in the rain?
Oh.
Luke.
Joe's going to say Luke?
Oh, Joe says Luke.
No, sorry. It was Greg Larson, a point of Joe there.
It rained a lot on Christmas, and where Dad made us bucket water out of the pool for 3 hours. It was backbreaking work. It was so, because it was so hot and humid, even though it was rainy, and we were like bucketing water out of the pool for 3 hours, and then my sister went, hey, what's this? And she found this switch that just drains the pool straight away. fucking nightmare. Worst Christmas of my life.
Next question. Who here once had a white Christmas? And in saying that, I mean they did a ton of coke.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Adam.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Greg.
And we played
the
SingStar.
Tony game.
We had heaps of coke and played SingStar. And me and my mate got, like, she and I had were, like, a bee's dick away from each other, almost on perfect scores for greatest love of all.
It was a great time.
A Christmas miracle.
I know.
It's really beautiful.
It's really nice.
Next question.
What happens when your mum dies at Christmas?
Every fucking time, Adam.
Who here once had a panic attack on Christmas Day in a cable car?
Greg.
Edo.
Yes, Greg.
I was going to say Edo, but Edo chimed in. So panic attack, Luke McGregor.
No, it was Joe Stanley.
Yeah.
I would have. I'm not saying I wouldn't have.
I knew that
one. I mean, you don't fucking own anxiety, Luke.
Man, I'm happy to share it.
Was that when you went to the Alps?
Yes. It was supposed to be romantic and going up to the top of the world on Mont Blanc in the fucking French Alps. And I said, you know, honey, I'm kind of scared of heights. He says, you'll be fine. I'm in the cable car halfway up. He says, oh, this is the cable car that the American fighter jets flew through and everyone died. Like I said, he's an idiot. And so then I had a panic attack and I ended up face first on the floor. Oh, my God, we're going to die. And all the French people in the cable car were just like, like this. And then one nice French person said, ça va? And I've gone, no, I'm not fucking ça va! I am not ça va! And it turns out French people don't raise their voices. They were quite alarmed by me. So it was a great Christmas.
Next question.
Not as good as yours, Adam.
No. Yeah.
What does savant
really
mean?
Savant means that you're okay. You say savant and then you say we savant.
We savant.
Who here, who got a UV toothbrush cleaner as a present?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Luke.
Yes, you are correct. It was Luke, yes.
Mum knows I love tech.
And germs.
And germs. So she got me a little UV. It's like it looked like a tanning bed that someone had shrunk. and you put your toothbrush in it. It gives your toothbrush a little tan.
Why? What's it for?
It doesn't. I don't know what. I don't know where it is.
Is it meant to get rid of the fecal matter?
It's supposed to get rid of. Yeah.
What are you fucking?
He just keeps his spare toilet brush in there.
No. This is a thing. Like, you know, they say that that when people break into your house, they stick your toothbrush up their ass. And put it back. It's a thing. And then no one actually does it, but people are afraid of it.
I wonder if burglars have ever robbed a house and gone, did you stick their toothbrush up your bum? No, I thought you did. Ugh. And have to break
break in again.
Because I also feel that would be quite a tense moment. You're breaking into someone's house. You wouldn't be relaxed enough to be able to stick bristles up your asshole.
Yes.
Like that's
who's got time to drop trow in the middle of breaking and entering? But no, they did it on MythBusters, and because your toothbrush is often in your bathroom and there's fecal matter in there, everyone's toothbrush has fecal matter in it.
The moment you flush that toilet, you aerosol a bunch of poop.
A bunch of poop into the air.
Got a toilet lid?
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, it just goes up. You know when you go and it goes poof, it all pops out.
And it depends if you're using your toothbrush as a toilet brush as well.
Because you keep it in your handbag.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Who here once told an old woman to go fuck herself because they called this person an asshole?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Or did you do it?
Who do you think, Edo?
I'm confused by the rules.
Ben.
You are correct. It was Ben, yes.
Fuck you, Greg. You're trying to play me.
I was riding my bike and I was just a little bit over the pedestrian line and she was like, what are you on the pedestrian line? You're a fucking asshole. And without thinking, I just panicked and I went, fuck yourself, and then rode off. I looked around for any support and just a couple was by the lights and they just went, I don't know.
Where were you?
I was in Chicago.
Oh, so the accent.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was real, man. I'd like to a little colour. A little colour in the story.
Improv.
And our last question.
Oh, Edo's improv.
Everyone
phase.
Loves improv.
When you say everyone, do you mean nobody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
There was a take. Do you remember this? When we're doing lukewarm sex and we're doing, we filmed a sketch called, it was called STI House, and the premise was a bunch of I had a bunch of sexually transmitted diseases, and they all lived in the house with me.
I was syphilis.
And it was syphilis. And because we had so many good comedians together, we were letting the camera roll because we were getting really good stuff, basically. And it ruined this really good take because halfway through this really bit of gold riffing, Edo just goes, "Impro!"
I calls them like I sees them. I'm like, something's happening here. What is it? Impro! Like, and Hamish...
These guys are just making it up
name?
On the spot.
The other half of Hamish and Andy. Hamish.
One of the Hamish and Andys.
He was in the middle of a real good riff.
It was a very good riff, yeah.
He's all right.
But it was improv. I couldn't lie.
Yeah,
it was correct. Yeah,
you can't fold it.
You spoke to me afterwards. You were like, Edo, you can't. Trying to give me tips for the future. Like when you work in TV, I'm like, fuck off, cunt.
It's exactly what I said. When you
Who here loves Christmas TV movies? Who loves them? Who told me they love them?
Luke. Yes. You go first.
No, look, you buzz it in first. That's how it works.
I clearly haven't responded to the email, by the way.
I really am confused by the rules.
What do you think, Luke?
Adam?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was Adam. Yes, point there for Luke.
I love
everybody.
I was going to get that one.
What's your favourite?
Watched the Christmas.
My favourite one is called Always Remember I Love You with Patty Duke and Stephen Dorff.
Stephen Dorff?
Oh. Is that old
Last from the past?
Yeah, yeah, it's like 80s. And because Patty Duke's dead.
Another one! Come on, Adam!
So Stephen Dorff, like, he's a teenager and he finds out from his parents... that all from his parents' lawyer that he was stolen as a baby from Patty Duke and then been raised by Joan Van Ark.
This is a guy who played the bad guy in Blade.
In Blade, yeah.
How is this a Christmas movie?
Oh, well, he runs away from his adoptive parents and hangs out at Patty Duke's house with her whole family and has a really nice time. And then on the very, like, on Christmas Eve, his mum's like, you have to come home, you have to make a decision, you have to tell this woman that you're her son or you have to come home. And it's a very intense moment. And so on Christmas morning...
Oh, God!
Patty Duke wakes up and he's not there, but he's written her a letter. And it says, just know that your son is looked after and I'm doing really well and always remember me.
I just really like Elf. I like Elf with Will Ferrell. It's really funny and light.
Will Ferrell? No, Christmas movies.
It's like when Neo in The Matrix and Trinity kisses him and she's like, I love you. Yeah. You must be the one.
Beautiful. Christmas movies have to be terrible.
Like, they're like, what are you doing? And Morpheus is like, he's beginning to believe. Oh, fuck. That gives me goosebumps.
You can't love that bit.
You can't make a good Christmas movie. They have to be terrible.
No, well, that Elf is really good.
No, see, it's not a good Christmas movie then.
Home Alone's the best movie. Let's move on. Okay. And our final question for the year is this one. Whose family Christmas was ruined last year after one of their uncles told his wife that her homemade pavlova wasn't as good as a store-bought one?
Oh!
I'm gonna
yes,
say
Joe. No, you're going to say Greg? It was Luke McGregor, point off Joe there.
Oh,
yes.
Is that your dad again?
No, it was my uncle said it to my auntie. It was an argument-free Christmas, and then Uncle George goes... This pavlova doesn't taste as good as a bought one. And that's Annie Joyce.
Oh, wow.
The McGregors sound like fun.
It's a... I just sit there with a notepad going, thank you.
Poor old Annie Joyce. That's terrible. She slaved over her pad.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And they're hard work pads.
I was talking to a judge who was going, why'd you say that, Uncle George? He's like, I don't know. It was weird. It was, he just, like, we always have to have, someone has to have one argument. just made myself sad. There's no punchline. No, it'll be fine. This year will be great. I've got a good feeling for this year.
At the end of the game, the scores are Joe Stanley on 1 point. Give it for Joe,
hey,
everyone.
Hey, Joey!
How do I end up on one? I told you, I don't understand.
You lost
the
a bunch. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Greg Larson on 4 points, everyone.
Hey, bullshit. Greggy!
Ben Russell on 4 points.
Hey.
Luke McGregor on 4 points.
Hey.
Adam Richard on 5 points. Our winner on 6 points is Anne Edmonds.
Hey.
Because I listen to my friends.
Buddha. I now christen you Panetetto.
I'm like, you know, on Legend of Zelda at the end.
Nerd.
Hey, thank you all for coming and donating your time for this this bullshit.
We're not getting paid.
No, it's all for charity, mate. Oh, yeah. Hey, just a quick round of applause, though. Greg, Ben and Edo, you've got a podcast out called The Grub.
Yeah, yes. Cross
it's
podcast
brand,
plug.
Brand new podcast.
Yeah,
we've
brand
got
new.
Three episodes out. It's funny.
I was next door as they were recording it, and I was trying to do work when hearing Greg going, "Don't let my son go down on me."
Oh, funny stuff.
Wow.
Funny stuff.
It's a parody song in context. Yeah. It's okay.
Wow.
It's actually context of what was happening.
It's actually very clever.
Yeah, it's making a point about society. Yeah. It's called The Grub. Have a listen.
Great. Joe, where can people find you? You got kids' books out?
Yes, I have a series of kids' books called Play Like a Girl. They're for 8 to 10-year-old readers about an under-11 girls' footy team. So if you have a little kid in your life who likes being rough and dirty and playing footy, go and buy them. Although they may not be on the shelves anymore because I lost my publisher. But hey, doesn't matter. I've got a couple at home. In fact, I had to buy all the stock, so I've got about 150. Let me know if you'd like to. I'm selling them for $10 each.
Cool. Yep. Luke,
I'm actually serious. $10 each.
Luke, what do you got coming up?
Oh, if anyone wants to come to my family Christmas, could use the support. otherwise, Rosehaven next year sometime, season 3.
And Adam,
what?
Bullshit, anything to plug?
Sorry.
I'm working on Hard Quiz. I'm sure that'll be back at some point. It's the number one show on the ABC.
Can you give everyone a round of applause? Adam Richard, Anne Edmonds, Joe Stanley,
yay,
Luke McGregor,
thanks
Ben
for
Russell,
us.
Greg Glasson. Thank you all for coming out and being a part of this. You guys are amazing. I'll see you next year. Have a drink. See ya. Bye. Yay.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.